Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of ZEAL Network SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone keypad for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Jonas Mattsson, CFO, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning and welcome to ZEAL's earnings call presentation. Thank you very much for joining this call. I hope you all have access to the presentation, which should have been distributed with a calendar invite, but it's also available on our website in the investor relations section. On slide three, we have the agenda for today's presentation, highlighting the main areas I will cover before giving you the opportunity to ask questions. We will start off with ZEAL at a glance, continue with a business update, and finishing off with a financial update. Let's start by taking a look at our performance on slide four. We have had a solid start of the year in terms of results. Please note, when we discuss the numbers, that billings and revenues were impacted by the closure of Spanish consumer-facing business, but it also suffered a lower jackpot environment in the first quarter. So for this reason, billings fell by 7%, but less than 2% on a like-for-like basis. Of course, this also had an impact on our total operating performance, which fell by 6% compared to the previous quarter, but around 3.5% on a like-for-like basis. Through efficient cost control and our group-wide restructuring program, which kicked off last year, we delivered a reduction in total cost of operation by 16%, or just shy of 5 million compared to the previous quarter. This enabled us to deliver a 26% increase in adjusted EBIT to 11.6 million, and EBIT including these exceptional items of 9.8 million euros. We have also improved our net cash position by 36% to 102 million. Building on this positive trend developed in recent years, we delivered 182,000 new registered customers for the group and its partners, up 30% versus 2018, which is predominantly coming from the German market. And as you all know, on November 19, we announced our intention to acquire Germany's leading online lottery broker, Lotto24, to reunite and to transform our core German business model to online lottery brokerage. This means we will create a digital lottery group with currently more than 6 million customers, combined billings of more than 600 million euros, a unique market position in Germany, and developing international footprint. We're convinced that this will create a sustainable growth path for our group and our shareholders. Let's now get into a bit more detail, moving on to our business units on slide five. As mentioned before, our core lottery betting business was impacted by a lower jackpot environment in the first quarter of the year. For this reason, we saw a marginal reduction in billings in the first quarter. However, our new registered customer acquisition in this segment was up 25% or 131,000 new customers. And we achieved all this while further reducing the cost per lead. Let me now give you an update on our Lottovate segment. As I already communicated, we had to close our consumer-facing business Ventura 24 in Spain following the adverse court ruling back in October 2018. However, and more importantly, the Spanish lottery service business with ONCE is showing continued and profitable growth in the first quarter. Our external investment continued to perform in line with expectation. We also acquired a further 15% stake in the UK company Wishful, a subscription-based lottery syndicate business. This brings our shareholding in Wishful to 20%. In terms of other areas of focus, of course, our main focus in 2019 has not changed, the completion of the Lotto 24 unification. the implementation of our business model change later in the year, and the realization of the announced synergies. We're looking forward to switching to the brokerage business under these good conditions, but as long as we're still in the secondary lottery business in Germany, we of course want to gain the most profits we possibly can get from this business. The next few slides show our financial performance more in detail. Let's now go to slide 6. As already mentioned, the closure of Ventura 24 negatively impacted our billings, but the underlying performance was solid. In the first quarter of 2019, we generated 67.4 million in billings for the group, a reduction in 7% compared to the same quarter of the previous year. But more importantly, on a like-for-like basis, this represents a marginal decline of less than 2%. Let me briefly mention that the closure of the Spanish business had no impact on EBIT, as this business was only break-even in the past. And the decline in billings compared to the fourth quarter of the previous year is not particularly unusual. As you know, we traditionally have a good Christmas business, and the jackpot development in the last quarter of 2018 was very strong compared to the first quarter of this year. Moving on to slide 7. Total operating performance and revenue was driven by weaker billings, and as already mentioned, the closure of Ventura 24, but also the closure of Lotto Network, both down 6%, but 3.5% down on a like-for-like basis. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2018, total operating performance and statutory revenue were also impacted by the weaker billings development. Moving on to slide 8. Through strong cost control and the successful implementation of our group-wide restructuring, which took place in the fourth quarter of 2018, we reduced our cost base by 16% year on year. I would like to emphasize that we will continue to focus on our cost development with great determination in the coming quarter, as already mentioned, with respect to our Lotto 24 offer announcement. This is clearly an area of focus for me personally. In detail, we had exceptional items mainly related to the acquisition of Lotto 24 offer of 1.8 million euros for this quarter, which was offset by a decrease in personal expenses of 2.2 million and other costs of operations of 3 million euros. The decrease in personal expenses is due to the fall in average number of full-time equivalent employees from 272 to 192 people, which was mainly driven by the group-wide restructuring and the closure of the Ventura 24 business. Let's move on to slide 9 and talk about the EBIT. Driven by our strong focus on cost control and fewer exceptional payouts, statutory adjusted EBIT increased by 26% to 11.6 million euros for the first quarter of 2019. On a normalized basis, adjusted EBIT with 10.2 million was on the same level as in 2018. Net profit increased to 6.9 million and earnings per share were up 11% to 0.83 euro cent per share. Let's move on to slide 10. We further increased our net cash position by 27 million or 36% to 102 million. This gives us a healthy platform long-term to business and shareholder value creation. The increase of our net cash was mainly driven by the generating profit before tax of 21 million euros. On slide, we talk about the integration with Lotto 24. As I highlighted earlier, in November, we announced our intention to acquire Lotto 24 to reunite and to transfer our core German business model to online lottery brokerage. In doing so, we'll create a sustainable growth path for our group by substantially de-risking our business at a point in time where the regulatory headwinds in Germany are getting stronger. We are proactively taking control of our own destiny and setting ourselves up for a future that enables us to accelerate the growth of online brokerage in the German market and to continue to pursue international ambitions. Meanwhile, all closing conditions related to the offer document has been satisfied, and finally, 93% of Lotto24 shareholders tendered their shares. And we expect to settle this transaction in a week's time on 40th of May 2019. Before I wrap up and open up for questions, I will briefly touch on two other topics. Brexit. Brexit is still uncertain. As you know, the EU and UK agreed on Brexit postponement until the end of October. We have been working very closely with the Malta Gambling Authority in recent months and are expecting to be issued a license soon to mitigate any impact. German VAT. Since my last call with you in March, there has been no development in the court case. We expect the first instance ruling later in this quarter, but unfortunately, I can't be more precise on the timeline. The court seems to be short in staff and apparently busy with other proceedings. But we still remain confident that ultimately the outcome will be favorable for the group. So the key takeaways on slide 13. We have delivered a solid start in 2019. With further improvements in cash generation, we significantly reduced our cost base and will focus on reducing this further over the following quarters. With the reunification with Lotto24, we are creating a sustainable future growth path and significant value creation for our shareholders. With this, I would like to conclude and open up the call for questions from participants. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dear ladies and gentlemen, now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your questions answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. First question received is from Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the question. I was just referring to your combined billings volume of more than 600 million. Previously, you communicated more than 500 million. Is that just taking the sum of Lotto24 and your billings, or do you have a better view now on what billings will be also valid for your new broker model? That would be my first question. And the second, just to clarify that you have 1.8 million in exceptional items, so the personal expense saves and cost of other operations of 3 million, I guess they are sustainable, right? Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Yes, so the announcement that we did last year was building on the 2017 pro forma numbers. Today, we have the official outcome for both Seal and Lotto24 for 2018, and both companies have been growing versus 2017. So if you add these together, you come to a number about 600 million. So that's what we now announce. But the offer document was based on the 2017 official audited numbers. Your next question, the exceptional items is really related to the integration project or the transaction, which is mainly legal cost and severance payment for people that unfortunately have to leave the business. But the savings in staff and others that I mentioned, they are sustainable. So this is coming through our profit and loss, and we expect to continue delivering synergies as we announced in the offer to the Lotto24, the 57 million that we talked about in the past.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on the telephone keypad now. The next question we receive is from Denise Lacroix from Kepler Cheuvreux. Your line is now open, madam.
Okay, good morning all. Thanks for taking my question. Just one on my side. You have 102 million euros of available cash plus 21 million euros or so of hedging reserve. How this cash will be dedicated for? Will the new group spend it in marketing efforts and in acquiring new customers? Thanks.
Thank you. You're absolutely right with your numbers. So the 70 million is already set aside for the VAT case. As I had said in the presentation, I'm still confident we're going to win that. But to being confident and taking my fiduciary responsibility serious, I need to make sure that in any eventuality, I have cash set aside for this one. We have then some free cash to potentially invest in growth opportunity, both international but also more in marketing. We see that in the German market there are opportunity to even more aggressively acquire more customers when we now combining with Lotto 24. So we have some reserves for doing more aggressive marketing if, and I say if we see that the payback time is reasonable, which it has been the last couple of years. But we always make sure that if we can acquire a customer and get a payback within or less than 2 years, we think that's a good investment for ourselves and our shareholders.
Okay. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As far as there are no further questions, I hand back to Frank Hoffmann.
Yes, if you have no further question, we would like to close the call. We thank you for your participation and wish you a nice day. Our next regular call will be in August on the occasion of the publication of our half-year results, and we would be pleased to welcome you again. Thank you again, and bye-bye.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.